So, so now I'm lucky enough to be joined in the studio by Donna Gartland, the CEO of Codema. So hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
No worries at all. Thanks for coming in. So do you want to maybe start off by, for anyone that hasn't heard of Codema before, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do as an organisation?
Yeah, sure. So Codema is Dublin's energy agency. So we were set up back in 1997 and actually under a European project to set up energy agencies across Europe. So we're a success story of European funding, let's say. We're still going 20-odd years later. So we're a not-for-profit company limited by guarantee, which means we have no shareholders and we're completely independent advisors. And we work directly with the four Dublin local authorities. So that's with South Dublin, Fingal, Dunleary, Rathdown and Dublin City Councils. So we work on their behalf and our mission is to drive and accelerate the Dublin's low carbon transition on behalf of, I suppose, the citizens of Dublin in order to make it a better place to live in.
Yeah.
And also, I suppose, our mantra is, you know, think global, act local. And that's really what we do.
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying to you earlier, you're very young to be a CEO. You know, we normally think of CEOs as being these, you know, these men in their 70s. I mean, you know, you're very young, and obviously that kind of brings to, you know, organisations in today's society.
Yeah, well, obviously the anti-wrinkle cream is working, but you know, a lot of our staff will be, I suppose, yeah, you know, are younger now, and you know, a lot of the new recruits, new graduates we're bringing in are all, you know, all in their 20s, early 30s, and I suppose, you know, climate action, I suppose, really aligns with their values,
yeah,
and you know, it means a lot to them, and it's kind of where they see where they want to have an impact, and I think more and more people now are looking to either switch into their careers to something that means something more to them and aligns with those values.
Yeah, I mean, so can you tell us about some of these amazing projects? I mean, I've been looking at your website and stuff. Can you tell us about some of the projects that you've had funded through this EU money?
Yes, yeah. So we've been very successful and very lucky to have drawn down multiple times from European funds. As I mentioned, we were originally set up under a European project, and at the moment about half of our funding comes in through European projects. So if you can imagine, you know, we're staff of just under 20 staff at the moment. You know, we wouldn't have half of those staff now if we didn't have European funding, and we definitely wouldn't have survived this long, you know, 20 odd years without the European funding support. So it's really key and really core to what we do. So our innovation, our ideas, you know, our cooperation with peers across Europe is really core to our ability to deliver new services in Dublin and bring that kind of innovation to Dublin. So some of the successes, for example, we worked on a project called ACE, and from that project, that allowed us to develop what are called home energy saving kits.
Right.
And these are available in all the local authority libraries across Dublin, and they actually became so successful that they're being spread out across Ireland. So we have these basically home energy toolkits in libraries across Ireland now that you can rent. So any citizen can go and borrow this in their library, and it gives them lots of information on how to check for drafts and, you know, where they could improve their energy efficiency in their home and where they could save money, which is obviously a key topic at the moment. You know, it's very, very relevant at the moment, and that toolkit won an award for the best sustainable energy project at a European level. So it was really well renowned, and that, you know, all of that came from our ability to develop that toolkit and to deliver it across the local authorities in Dublin was all through that ACE, that European project. And we got them funding from SEAI later on to kind of roll it out further. So that was just one, I suppose, one of the big projects. We've a few other kind of ongoing and have just finished up. So there's different calls in Europe that we'd be involved in. There's like a call called Horizon 2020.
Uh-huh.
And then there's an Interreg, another European funding call called Interreg. And in the Interreg project funding call, it's a call called Northwest Europe. And we worked with different partners across Northwest Europe. We led the project called HeatNet.
Yeah.
And that was about delivering district heating systems in these pilot regions across Europe. We worked with colleagues in the UK, in Portsmouth and in Aberdeen and in Cortric and Herlaine, and we all worked on developing pilot schemes. And the one in Dublin is in Talla, and some of your listeners might have heard of it. It's a district heating network. It's going to be the first in Ireland, and it's going to be the first not-for-profit energy utility in Ireland.
Wow.
So South Dublin County Council were a key partner with us in that project, and they really wanted to be a leader in this area. So we're taking the waste heat from a data centre in Talla, and we're going to we've built an energy centre, and we're going to deliver that waste heat to buildings in the Talla area. So that takes them off gas, takes them off fossil fuels, which is obviously a big issue at the moment. Yeah, exactly. You know, rising gas costs, everybody wants to look for something, some alternative, as well as the low carbon credentials of using waste heat. So it's bringing these kind of innovative new concepts that we've learned. I mean, the reason why we knew how to do that is because we were working with those partners across Europe. We went over, we had a look, we saw what they were doing, we said, why aren't we doing this in Ireland? You know, and that's, I suppose, our approach to all the projects we do is we go and we see what's happening across Europe and say, how can we do this? How can we apply this in Ireland? How can we become leaders? How can we follow this best practice? So that's just some examples of some of the European funding that we've been involved in. We have another couple of projects on at the moment, one called Delivery, which is like Deliveroo, but instead of delivering your takeaway, it delivers energy efficiency instead. So that is going to develop a kind of a project implementation unit where we can bundle lots of buildings together.
Right, right.
So it's trying, you know, at the moment everyone's trying to do it in their thing individually, every business, every household, you know, and it's very hard to do when you're on your own. So what we're going to do is bundle a lot of buildings together and bring that to market so that we can have them upgraded to very high efficiency levels and make sure that they're they do reduce CO2 over time. Yeah. So that's just some of the examples that we're working on at the moment.
Wow. I mean, how beneficial would you say EU funding has been to you as an organisation? I mean, could you function without this money?
We could, but to a much, much, much lesser level, you know. We are part funded, like the local authorities give us core funding to work on a lot of their projects and help them lower their own energy efficiency. But in terms of, you know, local authorities' own resources are limited. You know, they have other things that they need to spend money on, homelessness, you know, other services, etc. So I suppose in order for us to kind of push the boundaries forward to kind of do these kind of pilot projects, this innovation, and to, you know, for us to employ, as I said, like, you know, half our staff, you know, the rest of our staff, you know, this European funding is 100% key to us, and without it we wouldn't exist.
I mean, you know, so how many people have you got in Codema at the moment? Are you a large organisation?
We're 19 at the moment, which is, I suppose, a small to medium enterprise. But we're looking to expand. I mean, we did start off with just a handful of staff, you know, so we've kind of expanded a lot in the last couple of years. And, you know, as you know yourself, you know, the push and the drive for climate action has really gone up in the last few years, so that we see our services increasing at a similar rate. And, you know, it's just trying to kind of keep up with that, like, you know, keep up with the demand. We really want to drive the delivery of low carbon transition in Dublin. We want Dublin to be the Copenhagen, the Stockholm, what I mean? All these kind of green cities that you hear of across Europe, like, why can't we be that, you know? And I suppose that's really our aspiration, you know? So the European funding, that European connection is key to us. And that's what really attracts a lot of the staff that we have as well, because they know that they get to, you know, it's not just like a local thing, you know, I mean, they get to go on trip, you know, we're going to Rotterdam next week, for example. I know the COVID put a dent in our travel plans for a long time, but, you know, there is a lot to be learned by going over and seeing things and sitting down the room with, you know, with your peers from other cities, see what they're doing and have them explain to you exactly how they got over those barriers, you know, and how we can do something similar.
Yeah, I suppose it's all about sharing knowledge, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? There's no point kind of keeping something to yourself, this kind of top secret way of heating buildings and stuff. It's nice that you can, you know, you can integrate with these other countries that have different ways of doing it. There's this shared knowledge between all the different EU countries.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, there's, you know, there's lots of other not-for-profits, lots of councils, lots of other public sector bodies that we work with, as you say, that are very open. And, you know, the good thing about the European funding and the structures is, you know, everything that we do through that has to be made public as well. So, you know, all of our work is very transparent. You know, all of the things that we develop through the European projects are all up on our website, you know, very clear to see that. And we develop lots of guide, you know, a lot of the European projects, they encourage you to disseminate and to make sure that, you know, what you've learned through that European funding is not just kept in Dublin, or is not just, you know, and, you know, they really want you to make sure that there's a dissemination plan, a long-term rollout, you know, of that. And, you know, the foundations that we've built, say, for district heating or for those toolkits or for the energy performance contracting work, like, I mean, that's all laid foundations for us for work, for years of work ahead, you know. And we're helping other local authorities across Ireland do similar things, you know. So it's a really, really key kind of stepping stone in order to bring new ideas, new innovation into Dublin, into Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, you hear these stories on the news all the time about people having to choose whether to heat or to eat, basically. And, you know, it's great that there's, you know, organisations like yourselves that can make things a lot more affordable for people at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's our ambition, is to, you know, we have so many local resources that we're not using and aren't, you know, I suppose when you're only relying on, you know, there's a certain point where you have to, like, the market would deliver so much, but you do need social enterprises like ourselves to kind of step in and say, you know, is this the right thing that we're doing here? Is there something we could be doing better? And looking at it through a socioeconomic lens instead of just a cost benefit lens and a market lens, you know. So what we're trying to do is we kind of bridge that gap between, I suppose, you know, new ideas that are at a very low, like, market readiness level, and we kind of bridge that gap by doing the pilots through the European funding, and then hopefully the market will take it, we'll see that it's a real opportunity and take over then, and it'll become kind of mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, what would you like to see, you know, Dublin in the next sort of, I don't know, next few years, what would you like to see Dublin become?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we have all the key ingredients here. Like, you know, we've mapped, we just did a big project called the Dublin Region Energy Master Plan that was funded by SEAI, and we mapped out every demand and every energy demand and every energy source in Dublin. And we can tell that we have enough, more than enough energy, renewable energy sources, low carbon sources in Dublin to meet all of our demands. You know, the key things really for Dublin are our ability to deliver offshore wind. So we have a huge offshore wind potential. We need to start moving away from, you know, single vehicle drive, you know, driving combustion engine cars with one person and driving. You know, we need to move towards more public transport. We need more, better cycling infrastructure in terms of transport, and then in terms of heating, you know, a huge portion of our emissions in Dublin comes from heating. So we need to make that more affordable. We need, you know, energy efficiency upgrades are expensive. So what we're trying to do is really drive down those costs and look at solutions like district heating, for example, as I said, using that waste heat that's thrown away.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Donna. It's been, you know, it's been fantastic having you in the studio today.
Thanks so much.